Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Weldon Long is here. Weldon's back. It's been a while since he's been on the show. We're glad to have him back. He's an amazing story, folks. He dropped out of school in the ninth grade. He got into some trouble, got upside down with the law, and they put him in jail for 13 years. While he was there, he got an education, a major education. When he got out, he turned his life around. He's become a very highly successful business owner, highly recognized, nationally recognized, speaker, motivational speaker with more than just motivation to talk about. He's the author of Consistency Selling, one of his books, and he's written a number of them. And as I say, it's an amazing success story. And he's our friend, Weldon Long. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much for having me, man. Really nice to talk to you, my friend.
It's good to have you back. I'm proud of you for what you continue to do. As I said the last time you were here, you want to take a moment and talk to the 10th grade Weldon Long that's out there right now, or maybe the parents of somebody like that that might be, you know, about to get upside down. What would you say to that person, that young person?
You know, that's a great question. And I've had that conversation with my ninth and tenth grade self. And, you know, the lesson that I would impart to that young man would be a couple of things. Number one, be responsible. Be responsible for your actions. Understand that when, you know, you pick up that stick, there's the consequences on one end of the stick and the decisions on the other. And you can't just pick up one end of the stick. As my dear friend Stephen Covey used to say, you pick up both ends of the stick, the decision with the consequence. Another big thing I think would be really important is that, you know, you have to understand, if I could have taught that young man, that your habitual thoughts, the things that are going through your brain every single day, they will eventually manifest in your life, for better or for worse. And so be very, very careful what you think about. You know, Jim, one of the things I tell people is, we get up every single day, and as soon as our eyes, I got up at 4:30 this morning in anticipation of my conversation with you. I'm out on the West Coast. And immediately I started thinking about that conversation with you, started thinking about what I got to do today. We all do that, right? Thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about our family, thinking about our bills, thinking about our jobs. But how often do we stop to think about what we think about before we think about it?
Mm-hmm.
And if I had known at 14 or 15 years old that what I was habitually thinking about would eventually dictate the quality of my life, I would have been a lot more careful about my habitual thoughts.
Somebody once said to me that the people who you will be in 5 years will be heavily dependent upon the people you meet and the books you read right now.
Amen. I believe something very similar in that we are, you know, kind of the average of the five people we hang out with the most.
Say that again. Yeah. This is going to be in the test, kids. Say that again.
We are the average of the five people that we hang out with the most.
Yeah.
And so it's important to pick our friends. And some people misunderstand that. I did a video a while back on Facebook, and it got a couple of 100,000 views. And some people took it wrong. Like, what, are you going to just, you know, discard your old friends because they're not wealthy and successful? That's not what I'm saying.
Mm-mm.
Right? I'm saying that the values.
The values.
You're the five people you hang out with the most. Yes. It's not about, you know, the five rich people you hang out with.
Right.
It's about hanging out with the right people. You know, and we all know, looking back, you and I were just talking at the break about, you know, we're a little bit older now. We're a little wiser. We have a little more humility than we had when we were young men.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, if we could just understand that we needed to choose our friends so carefully, not because of their wealth, not because of their position, but because of their character, you know, the content of their character.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to have such an impact. And we've all known people.
And there's another thing about in their Weldon. You might be one of the, you have the opportunity to be one of their five people.
Absolutely.
What if you have? What if you could have that influence on them? What a blessing in everyone's life, yours and theirs. If you could be one of their five people, and they could learn from your values. I mean, don't. That's the reason not to abandon people.
And think about the responsibility that comes with that. You know, think about the impact you're having on people, whether you realize it or not. People are observing, and think about the responsibility that comes with that.
And it's the same thing in the marketplace, too. We want to hang out. Of course, we have our customers. We have all different kinds of customers. But, you know, we have to, you know, I look for people that I do business with. I look for people who have values. And I think your point about values is so important. In the old days, if you talked about your values, if it ever came up, it was considered untoward. But these days, people expect you to demonstrate your values, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's become more and more important in business, right? Millennials in particular, younger people, they have a stronger sense of responsibility towards the environment, for example.
Right. And it's not about talking about your values, it's demonstrating them, isn't it?
Absolutely, right? You know, what did Emerson say? Our actions speak so loudly, people can't hear what we say. You know, so it's easy to talk a good game, but people are looking for the real actions. How do we treat our customers when there's a problem? I'm working with a client out here in California right now, and we just had a situation at this company where they had a customer who had a problem. It's a $50 million heating and air conditioning company out here in Sacramento. And they had a customer had a problem with their system, didn't have the money to repair it, and they had a child with cancer.
Wow.
A two-year-old with cancer. They ended up doing about $20,000 worth of work, replacing the entire system in the house. And didn't charge the customer a dime.
Wow.
Because, you know, in the Bible, the principle is there. How do we treat the least of these?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I kid around with my friends, because I got divorced a number of years ago, and I kid around my friends that you can tell a lot about the character of a man by how he behaves in a divorce.
Yeah.
And I think that when chips are down, you know, when I went through my divorce, we had one meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I turned to my wife's lawyer, and I said, here's the offer. And he turned to her, and he said, we're done here. Because, you know, that it was important that I conducted myself with integrity,
right?
With high character, her in the low moments. What do we do with our customers in the low moments when the bottom falls out?
I'm trying to remember the sports writer's name. I never can remember it, but he said that difficulty doesn't create character; it reveals it. And so folks,
exactly.
when you're under the gun, as Weldon has been. And as I have been, when you're under the gun, that's when you need to pay attention to your character. It's when it needs to come through more in your values more than ever before. Weldon, I need your website quickly, please.
WeldonLong.com, WeldonLong.
When we come back, we're going to talk about when should you talk about price? When should you talk about money with customers? Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.